This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. When you call in, please stick to the topic, unless you're adding to the topic. I'd appreciate that. Again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Give a quick shout out. We got a couple radio shows and affiliates across the country that just picked us up. We're up to 110 affiliates across the United States of America. Just got picked up out of California, of all places. Now, hang on a second here. I'm doing live radio. Paso Robles, KPRL, 1230 AM. We thank you for your trust. In all sincerity, we are not giving our opinion on this radio show. We're not like today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, giving you what the CIA-controlled propagandists throw to them. We're not passing that along. We think for ourselves here. As a matter of fact, if you're the first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow our Creator. The Bible and the Constitution is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, said that. So, again, with that said, rest assured, we're not giving you our opinion. Now, if you want our opinion or my opinion, I'll be glad to give you my opinion. But rest assured, it's going to be plugged into the same principles which are found in the Bible and the Constitution. Okay? This is how we remain a free people, 2 Corinthians 3:17, as we continuously follow the Christ, John 14:6 and John 8:36, as it comes to my aid. Again, thank you to KPRL 1230 AM Paso Robles in California. Again, thank you for your trust in so many different ways. Friends, yesterday I was talking about how to detect a business that is serving itself, a business soon to be out of business, right? And I highlighted the fact that the problem with lying and deceiving is that that their efficiency depends entirely upon a clear notion of the truth that the liar and deceiver wish to hide. I want to do a little bit of a recap on that. Okay, that'll be during the second segment. And then during the third and fourth segment, I want to talk about, well, since we're talking about money, because the Bible talks about money and how money is made and the such and being fruitful with money. But I want to take it to the root of what's going on in the United States of America. Okay? Ecclesiastes 10:19 tells us that money answereth all matters. It really, truly does. Now, listen, money is not the objective. Countering that, keep in mind, those that preach gain is godliness, the Bible tells us clearly from such withdraw. Okay? And nobody preached out against covetousness more than Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, it was Jesus that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Okay, that there's a reproof right there. And it's also instructions in righteousness if we take heed to it. Because we're first to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then these things will be added unto us. We don't seek the hand of God. We seek the face of God because we want the heart of God, and we want the ear of God, and we want to be led by his Holy Spirit, okay? That his son, Jesus Christ, might be glorified in all that we are called to do, living out the will of the Spirit and not the will of the flesh. I love this, okay? So we're going to be talking about that during the second segment, Ecclesiastes 10:19. And the third and fourth segment. So with that said, friends, let's get to this. I want to highlight what's going on in your country. And again, I want you to just slow your roll as I do my best to slow my roll. I want you to think about what's being omitted through the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, ABC, CBS, and the such. They're all owned by six corporations worldwide. That's why they're all promulgating the same exact propaganda, okay? It's the same source. The poison source in which they receive their information is what they're throwing to the people that are willing to listen to them. And again, just remember, 94% of the American people declare that they don't believe what the CIA-controlled media is, has to say. Well, then let's get yourselves out of the matrix, okay? And with that said, going to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, here's a bombshell. Former Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security under oath, I warned Hillary twice about her unsecure BlackBerries and her personal emails. Now, I know, America, and I need to bring this up. I know that you were promised for a year and a half by Donald Trump that he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton and others, okay? And a promise that he was going to drain the swamp. We know that after he became the president, he withdrew that promise 41 seconds during his victory speech. Now telling the people, not that she's crooked Hillary or lying Hillary, and I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor concerning the 33,000 emails that were deleted by Hillary Clinton, but now he said, after he won, that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Yes, he said this. Go online. It's easy to find. Okay, there's many people that still haven't caught on to the fact that what he says and what he does are two different stories. But what I want to lay to your candor is how many times, America, does Hillary Clinton need to be busted for her crimes before she's prosecuted, before she's indicted, before she's thrown into jail, at least for her treasonous crimes against we the people? Over and over, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, Hillary Clinton is exposed for committing crimes against we the people. And how many times has she been busted committing the act of treason? And yet, now we're talking about another crime of hers today, and yet the media highlights every time she whispers, they have the microphone right up to her mouth. How come she's not been prosecuted? Because she's a part of the game. She's a part of the system. They want you, America, to believe that you don't have the power to do anything about it. That's what they want to do. But I'm here to tell you, 325.7 million people, you have all the power in the world, and they're scared to death that you're going to figure out that you are the government, and they don't have a right to do the things that they do. They don't have a right to violate or transgress the laws that they themselves swore to uphold, in any sense of the word. But again, I want to lay to your candor. How many times does Hillary Clinton need to be busted before you demand the DOJ, friends? That DOJ, that's not Donald Trump's. Donald Trump is your servant. He's your representative. He is not your leader. But when the American people demand the president and the Department of Justice to stand up and deal with corruption, that's when corruption is going to be dealt with. But if not, guess what we're going to be talking about tomorrow and next week and next month and next year? More crimes of the likes of Hillary Clinton. This is all found on the sonsoflibertymedia.com with several other articles that the CIA-controlled media means to omit. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the bombshell, again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hillary Clinton busted again for another crime. The American people have literally been taught that there's just nothing that you can do about Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, the corrupt administration, the administration in front of you, and the games that they're playing out through the circus of politics. Well, friends, as I've shared with you a million and a half times, you add strength to tyranny when you stand back and let them allow them to do the things that they do. Because, friends, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And guess what? They are. They're doing it again today. And they're going to do it again tomorrow. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have patches with Trump emblem worn by service members would have had conservatives up in arms if it were Obama. It's amazing the hypocrisy of what you call the right today, America. And always remember, there would be no left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. The problem is what you call the right today. The problem is what you call conservatives today. Remember who hung Jesus Christ up on the cross, saying, "We have no king but King Caesar." Don't forget that. It was what you would call the good people of the day, the patriots of the day, God's people of the day that had Jesus Christ crucified. Do not forget what I'm telling you right now, because it's the same thing being played out today. Exactly. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, journalist calls on Congress to investigate evidence Ilhan Omar. Here she is again, friends. Married her brother and revoke her marriage fraud immunity card. Friends, you do understand how these people operate, right? Stealth-like. And you need to ask yourself the question concerning Ilhan Omar, who's in the news almost every day, and every single time she has something to say, again, there's the CIA-controlled media putting the microphone right up to her mouth. Isn't that right? Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? See, they want to make the devil the standard rather than Jesus Christ and his children the standard. Okay? Jesus is the standard. Okay? On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, journalist calls on Congress to investigate evidence Ilhan Omar married her brother. This we know. This we know. Why is it journalists have to call upon Congress to do it? How come Congress isn't doing it? Well, friends, you know, I just wrote an article this morning, and I think you might like this title, and we'll be talking about it in the up and coming days. For 18 years, the U.S. government, along with the mainstream media, have inundated Americans with, "We are under attack by Muslims." Okay, for 18 years we heard that. Now what are we hearing today? Now the same government and mainstream media are covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. So the question that you need to ask yourself, think it through, who are the terrorists? Who is responsible for September 11th? Well, who's gained from September 11th? We'll talk about that on another day. But again, what we're talking about right now is journalists are calling on Congress to investigate evidence that Ilhan Omar married her brother. We know this. We know the card that she's playing, friends, along with Rashida Tlaib. We know the card that they're playing along with Linda Sarsour, friends. We know this, friends. These people are being used to now, like the sodomites previous to the Muslims, being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty. What did John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, say long ago in warning to we the people, if we'll take heed to it? He said that we are called to be a moral people because our Constitution is completely inadequate for a people of any other. It's made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other people. Muslims in American government is subversive, therefore unlawful, therefore unconstitutional, therefore null and void. Americans, you'll figure this out when you your backs are up against the wall and the boot falls. That's when you're going to figure this out. That's the history of people. They are willing to suffer the abuses, just like our many of our people during the Revolutionary War. They were willing to suffer the abuses rather than to right themselves. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Age Gap Love, the normalizing of pedophilia by mainstream media and new reality show. You know, 15 years ago when I was talking about the whole sodomite agenda, when the American people were drinking the Kool-Aid that somehow they were the victims, they're the victims of your law that keep you free, America, and them in the closet where they belong, okay? It's a felony in every given state, as I've shared with you a million and a half times, sodomy is, in every state of our union. I told you right off the get-go, first of all, they're not the victims. They're the ones attacking. And Kevin Jennings from GLSEN, the founder of that organization, Obama Safe Schools Are, told us the same thing. He said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Hello. Totalitarianism. And I told you that they're zeroing in on our kids. And boy, oh boy, did they hate that. And then what I did is I pulled out what Michael Swift wrote when they inserted into the congressional record in 1987 something called the Homosexual Manifesto, which is wickedness and debauchery to the very core. Okay? And I told the people that it's about the kids, and that was craziness. I was ostracized. I was called Bradley. Are you kidding me? Can you believe what this hater is saying? Can you believe what this bigot's saying? Hey, folks, while your kids are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, I'm telling you what's protecting them. It's the truth, if you're willing to enforce the truth against those that are lying to you. And now I know, 15 years later, most people in this country now understand the homosexuals are the victims of nobody but the law, as they assail everybody that dares stand against their lawlessness and their abominable lifestyle, okay, and their choices that they make. This is a fact. It all counters American law, just so you know. Oh, it's not about the kids. Friends, have you paid attention to the crimes committed by teachers against kids? Did you also know that the NEA is trying to basically pull away, bring about immunity to the teachers that might commit crimes with their students? They've been doing this for years. Now they're trying to normalize pedophilia. The pedophiles want their rights too. And if you think I'm kidding, look at this alliance across the country. Macy's, Target, and other organizations, even Converse now. They're using a little boy dressed up like a girl as their spokesperson. They're trying to normalize pedophilia, friends. Well, the same little boy that is the spokesperson for Converse now was the little 11-year-old boy that was in New York, a New York gay club, dancing for men. Little 11-year-old boy, this is child abuse, and it's illegal, friends. But he was he's the same kid that was dressed up like a woman, dancing at a gay bar while men were putting money in his hands. Okay? As a matter of fact, this new program coming out normalizing pedophilia by the mainstream media, also keep in mind it's out of England, and it's apparent that the people in England still haven't learned their lesson. England's almost gone, friends. The UK's almost gone, friends. And they don't realize it's because of their immorality. They do not realize over there, friends, that the first thing you do to conquer and control a people is demoralize them. They keep drinking the Kool-Aid, and they still think somehow that they're being liberated when they're completely being overtaken by the Muslims. This happening in Europe, too. They're trying to Europeanize America, just so you know. Just so you know. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, here we have it again. Here's the circus of politics. For those that still haven't figured this out, nobody's prosecuted and the game goes on. Left-right paradigm, right? And nobody feeds this narrative more than the conservatives and the President of the United States of America. Former FBI Director James Comey, there was no treason, no attempted coup, dumb lies. I told you from the very offset, when this first came out, that there's nothing behind it. It's nothing but smoke and mirrors. It's to keep the American people diverted from what's really going on. And I'll tell you what, friends. It's ministries like mine that are telling you what you don't want to hear. And it's the conservatives and the professed Christians of the day that are pointing their finger back at ministries like mine and saying, oh, can you believe what that guy's saying? Can you believe what he's telling us? I mean, that's crazy. The president would never do that. No, they do what they do because you think it's unthinkable. That's why they do it. And by the way, I didn't say that. They've said that. They've been on record saying that. I mean, we've just seen his Secretary of State that they go through courses on how to lie and just, you know, steal and the whole shebang in government. Yet they tell you, and then truth is stranger than fiction to most people because they don't want to hear it, even when they tell on themselves. I can't help you. Nobody can help you at that point because you've refused to hear the truth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, latest effort by John Bolton to get a mass murder campaign rolling in Iran. It's interesting. They're gearing up for war against Iran. Guess what, friends? It's not going to be them going, nor is it going to be their children going. They're going to call upon your kids to fight their political battles. Remember what Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, said? Military men are just dumb, stupid, ignorant, what? Animals to be used for foreign policy. Wake up.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump has a message for the 2019 Air Force Academy graduating class.
Two graduating cadets recently received one of the most prestigious awards in all of academia, Rhodes Scholarships. Please join me in congratulating cadets James Brom and Madison Tung. Please stand up.
16 women are suing the FBI over claims the agency's training program exhibits sexual discrimination and a hostile work environment. Lauren Rose tells NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt that she received reprimands and criticism for things that male trainees did without consequences.
And the irony of that is that some of my male colleagues were the ones that were pointing it out to me. You know, so-and-so did the exact same thing and nobody even said anything to him about it.
The lawsuit claims the women often faced unfair conditions, harassment, and inappropriate jokes. This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, so I got a lot to cover in the next few segments here. Yesterday, we were talking about how to detect a business that is serving itself. And it's important that people understand this because a business that serves itself is a business that's soon to be out of business. And this applies to every facet of our lives. It really does. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you is the fulfilling of the law. And what is the fulfilling of the law? Love. Okay? Love fulfills the law. If you don't want me lying to you, then don't lie to me. If you don't want me stealing from you, then don't steal from me. And the list goes on. I brought up the analogy yesterday that my son was looking for a company to work with concerning content that was needed for the videos that he would soon create. And he was doing so. I told him as he was doing so to find a package deal so it would be all-inclusive with music, images, fonts, and so on and so forth. All-inclusive. And a short while later, and in his excitement, he said that he found a company with which to work. I asked him how much the package was and if it was all-inclusive. He said, Dad, it's only $29.95. Enthusiastically. He then went on to say that you can even cancel at any given time. I said, whoa. I said, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I then told him to call the company and ask if there were any hidden costs. And again, does everything come with that $29.95? Well, he received a phone call back. He found out that the deal of the century was a year contract. They called it annually, right? So it was an annual deal. So if you signed up for a year, you got a $29.95 deal. You didn't see that in bold print. And then we found out it would cost $69.95 and that we could cancel at any time if we were to do it on a monthly basis. And when I was talking to this lady, she said, well, you know, it's just so you can save money. It's not about us saving money. It's about so you can keep us on a contract for a lot longer than we might want to stay on a contract. So therefore, you're serving yourself. You're not looking out for the customer. As a matter of fact, it wasn't what was on their page, friends. It wasn't what was stated in big print. It was the little print. It was the phone call that we had to make to find out what the deal of the century really was all about. And I even asked the lady, I said, why is it that you have to use deceptive measures in selling your product? Because if your product is what you say it is, it's going to sell itself. You don't have to deceive. You don't have to lie. You don't have to use big prints. You don't have to use small prints. And we see this across the boards, friends. Why? And this is prevalent today, friends. It's like we're in a different country. I told my wife after yesterday's show, I said in the 80s compared to the 90s and compared to the 2000s to where we are at today, well, we're in a different country. I thought people were supposed to look out for each other. We're supposed to watch each other's six. That's a thing of the past. And it shouldn't be. You know, the Bible says in the last days, and I'm not a gloom and doomer, but it does tell us that in the last days that the love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They're lawless people. They don't do that which is right, because if they did, they wouldn't have to deceive, which makes them a liar. And it's not good for them or their business if that's how they have to operate. You know, I want to go forward, and if you want to hear the rest of this message, you can listen to yesterday's podcast on GCN Live. And again, with that said, you know who's really known, renowned today for the things that I'm highlighting concerning deception and deceitfulness and how they operate? You know, the airlines have now been found guilty of this every step of the way, literally. I shared a little bit about this on the radio yesterday. See, now what happens when you go to an airline to get a ticket? You now pay a surcharge for handling on the phone when you purchase your ticket. I had yesterday a guy on live chat that was watching me. Thank you to Michael Roach over there at Before It's News for your broadcast. We thank you for your trust. But it's interesting to note that he said to me it was really hard to navigate on the airline's website. That's by design. Because they don't make money off of you, friends, navigating on their site and purchasing tickets from their site. They make money when you pick up the phone and call them, and then they tell you, well, there's a $25 charge now for us to do this for you. You can go online. It's for free. Well, they already know that you don't understand how to operate it online, at least for the most part. And most people don't know how to operate online. They don't know how to navigate. And they shouldn't have to, it shouldn't be work for a customer to go on someone's website and navigate their site. It's ridiculous. But that's where things are at today. So now you pay, when you go to get your tickets, an airline ticket, you now pay a surcharge by picking up your phone and calling somebody there. You pay them $25 for them to tell you, which you could have did online if it was simple enough to understand. And when you check in, listen carefully, now when you check in, you now have to pay for your bags separately. Okay? I'm not done yet. This used to be all-inclusive, friends. Now, before boarding, you now have to pay for your seating. Yes, you heard me right. And when you get into the airplane, you have to pay for your drink and your food. They're treating customers like they are now doing them a favor. That's not good for their business. This is the airlines. It's, folks, youth talk. Sick. It's wrong. But this is how people, you're submitting to businesses that are treating you like they're doing you a favor. They're not treating you like you're the customer anymore. Everything I just told you that the airlines are now guilty of, literally every step of the way, in process of going from Minneapolis to wherever we go, we see it all the time. You are being nickeled and dimed for every single thing in every step of the way to get on that airplane. Yesterday I was sharing with you that we used to fly Sun Country. Everything used to be all-inclusive. Matter of fact, it used to be fun once a year to get on that airplane and go somewhere and take a week off with my family. They've taken all of that away. There's no joy in that. There's no joy in being told that you have to pay for this and pay for that, and then you have to pay for your food and then your drink, and then, oh, by the way, you have to pay for your seating, and before all of that, you got to pay for your bags, and before all of that, then you have to pay $25 per ticket to buy online. Or buy online what someone on the other end of that line, not online computer-wise. Folks, and tell Americans, and this applies to government, this applies to everything. As long as you keep submitting to this, they're going to keep doing it. You're emboldening them to treat you in such a fashion. You know, even in some cases, getting to the point where some of these stewardess, where you have to set them straight and say, wait a second. You have to set the record straight with them that you're the customer. And why wouldn't they? If the American people are going to pay for it every step of the way, and you're going to allow them to nickel and dime you through deceptive measures and nickel and diming you, whatever the case might be, they're going to continuously do it. And you can rest assured, friends, that's why they do it. Because they can. I can tell you, with me and my family, it doesn't work. Once we catch on to it, and if I'm violated by this, probably takes one time, friends. Literally, I'll catch on to it right away. It's like, nope, we're not doing that again. Unless we have to, I'm not doing that again. No way. See, because deceptive business owners, they can only take advantage of people for so long before people catch on. Because people aren't stupid. If people do not feel like a service is being done on their behalf and that they are getting their money's worth and feel like that they are being taken granted, they're being taken for a run, friends, through deception, you can mark my words, that's it for that business. And that's the message you need to send to these people. I'm not putting up with the way that you treat me and my family anymore. I don't owe you my pay. I do not owe you a visit every time I need something. There's plenty of stores across the United States of America that will sell me the same thing, and they'll treat me a lot better than you do. And you know what? You need to take the time and tell those business owners just exactly what I'm telling you, because we do it. I was sharing with you in haste yesterday, so let me kind of give this to you throughout this segment. And then I'm going to get to another topic concerning money, Ecclesiastes 10:19, after this next break coming up. But I was sharing with you yesterday, we went to a restaurant in Minneapolis. The name of the restaurant was Timber Lodge. It was a Midwest favorite. It's in Minnesota here. They started out right by giving bigger portions at a fair price, saying the same things, friends, a different way. But however soon after their food chain became big enough, they became popular enough, and their food chain began to grow across the Midwest here, they started to charge more by giving smaller portions. Have you seen this one? I told my wife that they needed to quit this or they're going to be a thing of the past. And in this particular situation, I called the management and I told them people are seeing what they're doing in their restaurants and it wasn't good. And I know that you're really doing very well with your food chain, but it's coming across as you only care about the money here, I told them. I then added that they needed to either get back to the customer service first or they will be gone within a year. I remember this specifically. I can see the sign today. What are you talking about, Bradley? I'm getting to it. After I told them that they need to get back to customer service or else they're going to be done within a year, a week later they put up a sign at one of their stores. It was almost like they just wanted to retaliate. And I wasn't telling this to them because I wanted their business to fail. I was telling this to the business so they would prosper, succeed. But we need to put this into perspective, folks. It's the same thing in government. People in this country, in parallel, act like, and they've been taught to subject themselves like we work for the government, when in fact the government works for us. It's the same thing I'm saying here, right? A week later, you know what they did? They put up a sign in front of their store that read, "We're not going anywhere." I'm not kidding. I told my wife that they were done. 2 weeks later, that restaurant was shut down because they didn't want to listen. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. You're going to be happy that you took the time to check out those videos. With that said, friends, I need to hasten this last segment because this is really important and I love this. Ecclesiastes 10:19 says, but money answereth all things. It truly does. You know, if I take up a $1 bill, if I take up a $5 bill, a $10 bill, or a $20 bill, or a $50 bill, or a $100 bill, and so on, do you know that it takes the same amount of ink for each bill? Did you notice that they're made virtually out of the same worthless stuff? It's paper. Just paper. You get it? It's paper. When money is created, we have created an instrument of value that has no value of its own, and it's just as expensive or inexpensive to print the 20 as it is to print the one, or the $100 bill as it is the one. Now, I'm here to tell you that bankers, especially in the Federal Reserve System, make multiple trillions of dollars and never create one thing of value. An automaker might make 1% or 2% profit. A builder might make 10% profit. But the printers of money have no limit to the amount of money that they can create and the wealth they can create for themselves, which goes line upon line, precept upon precept, about what we're talking about. With the businesses, friends, how to detect a business is at its serving itself. Well, is that not what the Federal Reserve has been doing for years and decades in this country, friends? Yeah. 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 See, printers of money have no limit to the amount of money they can create and the wealth that they can create, again, for themselves. Money is the bloodline of a civilized society. It's the instrument by which a product is sold or bought. You guys with me? Reduce the supply of money below the necessary levels to sustain trade. Reduce the amount of money in the system below the levels necessary to sustain the current trade. And you create, guess what, friends? A depression. In 1930, did we not have farms? Of course we did. In 1930, did we not have factories? Of course we did. Did we have the greatest roadway system in the world at this time? Of course we did, yes. Did we have the greatest communication system in the world at that time? Yes. Did we have the greatest opportunity of trade with oceans on both sides and water systems like the Mississippi River running through the width and breadth of this nation? Yep. Did we have the ability to move our goods and services? Of course we did. Yes. Did we have transportation and roadways? Yes. Did we lack workers? Nope. Then what happened? Well, let me tell you what happened. The bankers decided no more money for you. I want to remind you, America, that money that's borrowed to you is money from the taxpayers. They're taking your money and then turning it around and borrowing it back to you while they make usury off your backs. That's how you make slaves. Okay? I'm indebted to him. I'm a slave to the lender, the Bible tells me in the book of Proverbs. I'm a slave to the lender. Just think, they have so beguiled the American people that the money that they used to buy their own house, which, by the way, my house alone, friends, I think we paid for it already probably 10 to 15 times over by the time it sold off, the real value of it. And guess who borrowed me that money from the bank, friends? The taxpayers. And they took that money and they came back to me and said, listen, we can borrow you this money. Well, where did you get the money? But yet they're making money off of interest. But where did you get that money? Well, we got it from you. Wait a second. So you're taking my money, you're coming back to me and saying, listen, I'll borrow you some of your money, and then I'm going to make money off of that. It's called usury. By the way, the Bible condemns it. You can do it to a foreigner, but not to your own brother. Okay? The bankers decided no more money for you. Back in the 30s, they got out of the stock market. Matter of fact, I can give you family names. They got out of the stock market the year before. Do you know all the money that was lost in the stock market as people began to sell their stocks one after the other, after the other? And stocks that were valued at $10,000 were selling for 15 cents. And then they had to make a run on the bank because the stock market had said, I'll tell you what you can do. You can borrow on margin. In other words, you can buy. And remember, the economy is really good here in the late 20s. This is here is what you can do. You can borrow on margin for stocks. You can buy a stock at $100 worth of stock for $10 and we'll lend you the other money to buy the stock, and the stock is skyrocketing, so you can stand to make great profit. What they didn't tell the American people, and what you still don't know today, is that when they did that, they also put into legislation that they would have a 24-hour recall. In other words, however much stock you bought, it would make a lot of money, but they could call that stock in and you would be required not only to pay for the stock, but to pay for what you borrowed at interest from them. Keep in mind, it was your money. In other words, now you got to pay the $100 that you loaned, that was loaned to you. But they're the ones that are calling it in. So when they called it in, you didn't have the money to pay for it, so you ran the bank. But the bank only keeps 20% of money cash on hand. They loaned the rest of it out to make interest off it to survive. So only 20% of the people could get any of their money out of the bank. This is all by design, friends. So the banks collapse, the stock market collapse, all at the whim of the bankers who decided they wanted to make the money. All that stuff was being sold. $100,000 farms were selling for, guess what, friends? $3,000. Who do you think bought them? It reminds me of that show, It's a Wonderful Life. Potter. He wasn't selling, he was buying. We didn't like the industrial capability. If you don't believe me, I just told you what started the Great Depression. Now let me tell you what ended it. World War II. And all of a sudden, the same banks that said no money for farms, no money for food, put people in soup lines, no money for commerce, no money for railroads, no money for roads, no money, all of a sudden said war. Then all of a sudden, the factories that were closed down began to work. Guess what, friends? Three shifts. Where did that money come from? The same pockets that refused to give it before, as they decided when it would be printed and how much it would be printed and how much more usury or interest will be paid. Not the federal government. The federal government has no say in it, as I'll prove to you. By the simple manipulation of a few wealthy bankers, World War II ended the Great Depression. After successive failures convinced the public of the need of a central bank by what? Wars. These European bankers financed both sides of the Civil War in this country. This is common knowledge. Same bankers, same families financed both sides of the Civil War. Why? Because that's how they made their money. They make money off of war. After they couldn't get the American people to swallow the lie of a central bank, talk to the 7th President, Andrew Jackson, about that. He did a great deal of good for this country when he shut it down. But after they couldn't get the American people to swallow the lie of a central bank, by creating war, they decided they would artificially create recessions, depressions, inflations, and panics. Since only a small amount of deposits are stored at the bank, about 20%, the other 80% is out on loan with security of property and your promise to pay it back. A simple rumor of bank's insolvency would make a run on the bank. Everybody would get nervous. They would go pull their money out of the bank and that bank would collapse. And then the international bankers who started the rumor in the first place looked like profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. Talking about a biblical prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S. Are you hearing something you've never known before? One of the key movers and shakers of this let's get a central bank by making the people afraid by causing their bank to collapse was a man by the name of J.P. Morgan, Times Magazine Man of the Year. Interesting. So was Hitler. So was Stalin. So was many other dictators of the past. His father was an agent for the wealthy Rothschild family. And here's a quote. The Federal Reserve in 1869, J.P. Morgan went to London and reached an agreement for a company known as the Southern Northern Securities that was intended to act as the international bank, as the agent for the Rothschild Company in the United States. The first major panic created by the international bankers occurred in 1893 when local bankers from across the nation were told to call in all of their loans. Told by who? By these wealthy bankers. Okay? Senator Robert Owen testified before a congressional committee that call on the banks and against testifying before a congressional committee that the banks he owned, this was a senator, received from the National Bankers Association what came to be known as the Panic Circular of 1893, friends. Love you by what?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.